7 things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Kira Rebbins and this is the Smart 7 Ireland Edition.
Good morning, it's Tuesday the 17th of January. It's National Classy Day. Happy birthday Lucy Boynton, Calvin Harris, Zooey Deschanel and Michelle Obama. Just over a third of Ireland's electricity was generated by wind last year, according to a new report released on Monday. The report shows that Ireland is one of the top five countries globally for installed wind capacity and the per capita energy generated. The value of the electricity produced by wind means that Irish consumers saved €2 billion last year by not having to buy gas. Noel Cunniff is the CEO of Wind Energy Ireland who released the report, and he says that these kind of savings will only increase the more we grow our wind energy infrastructure.
The best way to decarbonise is to put a plug in it. Put a plug in your car, put a plug in your heating. That means our electricity demand will grow. So to meet 80% of that demand, we need to invest in renewable energy. We need to invest in our grid. But that will save us much more money by 2030 than the €2 billion which we saved in 2022.
The government has announced it's setting up a new task force for the development of renewable energy sources. Current targets are to double the amount of energy from wind by 2030. But Wind Energy Ireland says that the urgent changes are needed if we're going to meet those targets.
We need to see the government step up in terms of reforming the planning system and full political support from all parties to help strengthen our electricity grid and deliver EirGrid's plan. This needs to be a top political priority for all parties for 2023.
In Ukraine, Russia's weekend missile strikes on Dnipro have now killed at least 40 people, with dozens more missing, making it the deadliest civilian incident of Moscow's missile campaign. It comes amid an increase in attacks on civilian infrastructure since December, something the Times' Middle East correspondent Richard Spencer says could be a show of strength from Putin.
As some people suggest, that Putin is saying here, look, you know, you can defeat us on the battlefield, but don't think we'll go away. We're still here and we can still inflict damage.
Meanwhile, President Zelensky condemned the attacks in his nightly address and spoke about the rescue mission. The Ukrainian president also gave thanks for continued support for his country.
I thank everyone who did not remain indifferent. It is very important that normal people unite in response to terror.
A serving Met police officer has been revealed as one of the UK's worst rapists after attacks on multiple women. 48-year-old David Carrick, who was known to his colleagues as Bastard Dave, pleaded guilty on Monday to over 40 counts of sexual offences, including 20 counts of rape between 2003 and 2020. The Chief Crown Prosecutor, Jaswan Narwal, condemned David Carrick's case outside Southwark Crown Court.
This is one of the most shocking cases the Crown Prosecution Service has dealt with involving a serving police officer. Anyone hearing of the 49 counts David Carrick has pleaded guilty to against 12 victims would agree the sheer magnitude of his offending is horrifying.
Anti-corruption detectives are themselves now under investigation after failing to check his concerning history when he's arrested for a rape in July 2021. And Met Police Assistant Commissioner Barbara Gray spoke on Monday to apologise for having missed chances to stop him.
This is a matter that we are truly sorry for. We have missed opportunities over time to identify a pattern of abusive behaviour.
In what could only be described as a scene from The Godfather, Italy's most wanted mafia boss Matteo Messina Denaro was arrested in Sicily after almost 30 years on the run. People clapped and cheered for the Carabinieri police in the streets of Palermo after the arrest. The 6-year-old gangster, who was the last of the generation of powerful bosses of the Sicilian Cosa Nostra, was convicted in absentia in 1992 of murders of Italy's two most famous anti-mafia prosecutors and of other crimes. Times Radio's Joe Crawford spoke about the high-profile mobster.
Even while on the run, the Italian police believed that the boss was still able to issue commands to the mafia. Denaro was the last of three top-level bosses to have evaded capture. And as the Italian Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, said, this is a great victory for the state that shows it never gives up in the face of the mafia.
Still to come, the Smart 7 Ireland Edition. Tennis is back with the Australian Open, and Better Call Saul finally gets the win. Right after this.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back.
The Australian Open tennis is underway in Melbourne. Play was suspended for 2 hours due to heat at the event, which saw Taylor Fritz hammer a career-high 32 aces in his 6-4, 2-4, 4-6, 7-5 win over Basil Ashby in the early hours of Tuesday morning. And after a bit of a wobbly start down under, defending champion Rafa Nadal managed to secure a four-set win over Britain's Jack Draper that sees him into the second round. But even as the Spaniard is bidding for a record-extending 23rd Grand Slam title, he's got something else on his mind. Fatherhood.
It's one of the most beautiful things in this life, without a doubt. So enjoying this new moment, having fun, super happy, and yeah, grateful to have the chance to have them with me here in Australia. That helps a lot. So yeah, just happy that I am keep able to play.
The first episode of HBO's The Last of Us dropped on Sunday, and the stars were busy walking the red carpet at the Critics' Choice Awards. The adaptation of the PlayStation game stars Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey as Joel and Ellie, and it's set in the middle of a global apocalypse caused by a fungi-based pandemic. Joel is tasked with transporting teen Ellie, who appears to be immune to the zombie disease, across the country. He ends up an unlikely father figure, which it seems has appealed to some of Pedro Pascal's fans.
How you doing, Daddy?
I'm all right, Mama.
You know you're the daddy of the internet, right?
I call Pedro Pascal a DILF and think he's my cool, slutty father. Yep. I am your cool, slutty daddy.
Better Call Saul has a strange history with awards. It's been nominated for many, but won very few. Now the final season and its star, Bob Odenkirk, have finally had the recognition they deserve, picking up Critics' Choice Awards on Sunday night. Bob, who suffered a heart attack on site during the final season, was particularly delighted with the win for Best Actor in a Drama Series.
When you see me acting, okay, you're not watching talent. You're watching only elbow grease. That's all you're watching is sweat and elbow grease. And then standing around me is talent. And that makes you look good.
This has been the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favor and hit the follow button. We're back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have yourself a great day. Written, produced and published by
Daft Doris. Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.